This is the Best of the Adam Gold Show podcast, brought to you by Coach Pete at Capital Financial Advisory Group. Visit us at capitalfinancialusa.com. This is the Adam Gold Show.
Monday, 12:30 straight up. Time to check in with Will Brinson, senior NFL writer, CBSSports.com, Pick Six podcast moderator. And there are a number of things to get to. But before we get to the stuff that I texted you that I wanted to hit on, who's writing and getting people's hopes up that the Jets are set to make a Bengals-like leap at CBSSports.com? Why do they want to do that?
I don't want to disparage the person who's doing that because they're my coworker, but I don't know who that is. I'm not trying to say it in a dismissive manner. I really don't know who that is because we read about it on the pod. Did you read it on CBS or did you hear about it on the podcast?
I'm looking at CBSSports.com right now, and it just says why Jets are set up to make a Bengals-like leap.
I think it's somebody who we were talking about on the pod. I was trying not to just blowtorch a coworker.
But, right.
The premise is basically, second year quarterback,
right,
improved talent, blah, 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 blah. But like, there's no, I mean, no offense to Zach Wilson and Jets fans and the Jets, but there's not the pedigree. Zach Wilson doesn't have the
Bengals were in the Super Bowl.
Yeah. I mean, Joe Burrow won the national title
the year before, and
they just tore his ACL as a rookie. Like, it's not, there's no comparison. It doesn't, it's a terrible article.
Right.
I'm trying to be nice about it, okay?
It's maybe the Jets will be better, and that's fair. Because they certainly made some improvement.
Six or seven wins, yeah. Eight wins, something like that.
Yeah, I know. I just saw that, and it kind of like I'm not you. I hope you believe that I no longer care what the Jets do. To me, they are a fascination and more of a comedy show than anything else. Although I like Robert Saleh, I think he could be really good. But. It is still Zach Wilson. And meanwhile, I keep reading out of New York because I read the papers there because I'm a Mets fan. I read how Zach Wilson not really impressing anybody, which who knows? Anyway, let's go here. Let's start with Deshaun Watson because last week I was listening to people say, oh, my gosh, Cleveland's really got a problem now. And my feeling has been, really? 24 lawsuits wasn't a problem, but 66 different massage therapists that are not contracted by the team. Like, now this is a bigger, how can you get really worse than 24 lawsuits? I couldn't wrap my mind around, like, if you weren't mad then, if it wasn't stopping Cleveland from doing that then, what does 66 mean?
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty arbitrary level of outrage for off-field accusations, right? Oh, 24. Well, I mean,
nothing.
22 I got, okay? I understood the 22. 24, I mean, 66, visiting 66 different massage therapists in the span, I think it's like 17 months, is...
Yeah, it's one a week.
Like, that's not... Right. I mean, that's not a... it's not a healthy habit, you know. I mean, obviously, like the accusations aside, it's like sort of, mm-hmm. The other thing is, it's interesting. I mean, and I'm not trying to be the guy to ask about, like, you know, but it's like, well, is this like a something that just happened when he got to Houston? Like, what, you know? I mean, it seems like the Texans enabled it some. I mean, was it? You know,
yeah,
I mean,
it was their NDA.
Right, but I'm saying, like, is this just a habit that he, like, I mean, 66 and 17, is it 17 months or 17
yeah,
weeks?
No, 17 months. Right? 17 months. Like, but, you know, the funny thing is that we knew from reading about, you know, all the reporting that of the women who are part of the original 22, woman civil suit, there were some, we'll just say, repeat customers there. So he has doubled up in some cases. Who knows? I mean, it's clear that he's got kind of a creep, at the very least, he's just kind of a creep. Like that, and that's probably giving him the biggest benefit of the doubt ever, because we're not privy to all of the information and the evidence, but at the base, he's a creep.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, yeah. And look, I would say that if you're arguing, oh, Cleveland's got a problem now, the premise of your argument needs to be twofold. One, that as a result, so like, we don't know this because we won't know the findings, but and look, Roger Goodell's not going to rule on this. It's there's an independent third party arbitrator, a former U.S. district court judge,
right?
A female, which I think matters in this instance. I mean, is going to be doing the rulings here, and you're going to have a situation where, you know. Sorry, I'm doing a live draft with Jamie Eisenberg right now for some reason. I know, it's ridiculous.
Tell Jamie we said hi.
I will. Anyway, you know, you have – so twofold. One, you have the contract situation, and two, you have the discipline situation. Now, there's some belief that if there's additional lawsuits that are brought forward that cause him – you know, he could potentially lose some of the guarantees in that contract. Now, that would be frankly kind of beneficial at this point for Cleveland, but if for some reason it's as ironclad as we've been led to believe by some people who've analyzed it, then you know that would be extremely problematic for Cleveland. Doubling down on that, if let's say there's somewhere between 24 and 66 eventual civil lawsuits that are brought against Deshaun Watson, just based on the numbers we know,
right?
If Watson met with the NFL and met with the league's investigators and told them and the Browns and everyone who would listen that, you know, 22 is the highest possible number of lawsuits that anyone's going to have to deal with, and that, you know, these are all going to be settled and everything's going to be fine. And then it comes out there are a lot more lawsuits and there's more, it's more problematic than we thought before. The NFL is going to hammer him from a disciplinary standpoint because, you know, you hear it repeated all the time. It's like, and I'm not saying it in this case, but like the lie, the cover-up, oftentimes can lead to, you know, bigger discipline. Not that I'm saying the cover-up is worse in this case than what's been alleged, because it's certainly not. But if the NFL believes that its investigators have been lied to, the NFL, the league, is much more likely to hand out a stiffer discipline than they might otherwise give him for, you know, the initial belief.
Adam Gold in studio with my friend Coach Pete DeRuiter with the Capital Financial Advisory Group. We are talking retirement. Coach, how does longevity risk figure into our retirement and income plan?
This is the best of times and the worst of times, Adam. The longevity risk means we're going to live too long. But to me, every day I live is not too long.
Right, absolutely.
Good. So we want our money to outlive us. And unfortunately, many people I've seen, you out there listening, maybe one of them, your money is not designed to outlive you. You might outlive your money, and that's not what we want to have happen. Because when we get to that day after you run out of money, it's not going to be a fun time. So let's design a plan that guarantees you'll never run out of money. We call it the GPI plan, Growth Protection Lifetime Income. For the next 10 people, this is a golden ticket, Adam. $1,000 value, we're going to do it at no cost or obligation.
And all you have to do is call. We make it so easy. Would you like financial independence into your retirement and beyond it? 800-661-7383. That golden ticket is a $1,000 value, or you could text Adam to 21000 for Coach Pete DeRuiter.
Here's a couple of things about Deshaun Watson and how we met with, you know, meeting with the NFL. First of all, if I'm the NFL, I want Roger Goodell to make this decision. I want Roger Goodell to. I want his voice on this. I don't remember the name of the person who was in charge of this investigation, but the fact that it's a female doesn't really wash for me, only because they had a female in charge of the investigation of the Washington Commandos, and we saw that was a dog and pony show. And I also think it was Lisa Friel maybe was involved
It's Sue L. Robinson, who's a former, a retired U.S. District Court judge who will hear the Watson discipline case.
Right. So, I mean, I'm not moved by any of that. The Cleveland Browns have already shown you what they believe or what they care about, not only trading for him, which is fine. He's an incredibly talented quarterback. But the fact is that he's also a serial creep, and they guaranteed him $230 million, which nobody's happy about. I have to think that now that we know that the number of women is 66, which is, and you know what, nobody will be surprised if it's higher. Jenny Vrentis has only been on the case for what, a year. She'll probably find more from the New York Times.
I mean, the only reason, like, I mean, just from a sheer time perspective, is the only reason you think it would not be high. You know, it's like just like the sheer physics of how right. often you could visit a masseuse. But I mean,
and it probably dates back further than 17 months, right? So he's sure. been in Houston for what, 6 years. So my guess is that the league might have to really hammer Cleveland here, or hammer Watson and suspend him for a full year, maybe longer.
I think what will, this is just my gut right now, is that we will see Watson get somewhere between 6 and 8 games for 2022.
Right.
And that, but the league will attach an asterisk to it because the civil lawsuits will not be settled and there could be additional civil lawsuits coming down the pipe.
Sure.
In other words, you suspend him for half of the season now, heading into 2022, and you note that there is a substantial opportunity for future discipline should additional cases arise. Remember, the Browns backloaded his contract.
Yes.
His salary for 2022 is going to be $1 million because they anticipated a suspension. His agent and Watson both anticipated a suspension, and they want to minimize the financial losses
yeah.
that Deshaun Watson
takes
as part of that suspension. So additionally, I would expect that the NFL will heavily fine both either Deshaun Watson or the Browns. Like, hey, look, you tried to circumvent, you know, discipline by manipulating the salary cap and the contract. Like, that's, I wouldn't be surprised if the NFL, you know, like, dock the Browns a draft pick for doing it. Like, you know, Roger Goodell.
They should dock the Browns the draft pick for not doing an investigation, which they could.
Of course, the Browns don't have any draft picks because they gave them all up for Deshaun Watson.
So. Well, that is true. All right, one thing before we take a quick break. I am, and we're going to, when we come back, we'll talk about what Tyreek Hill had to say about his new quarterback, and also the two teams that lost the highest profile wide receivers, or maybe the three, but really the two, in the Packers and the Chiefs. Is this the sneaky best move that we have seen from a new head coach, Doug Peterson, letting vets out of minicamp? I mean, is he not the anti Urban Meyer?
Well, it's, I mean, yeah, he is. I mean, like, but it's also, to be the anti-Urban Meyer, you don't have to be some saint who, or, you know, some like deity who descended from above and, you know, provides amazing football guidance. You just have to be a competent non-creep. Like, just a mildly
right.
competent non-creepazoid.
True.
And you are the opposite of Urban Meyer. So, in that sense, yeah. I mean, look, Doug Peterson is a Super Bowl champion. Won a Super Bowl with Nick Foles. Like, he, you know, I think that he is a professional football coach.
Yeah.
Urban Meyer is a college football coach. And he came in and tried to act like he could just run his college, you know, with the Jack. And Doug Peterson's going to approach things completely differently, and every one of those Jaguars players is going to be a whole lot looser. And frankly, I think the Jaguars are a lot more likely to make the Bengals turn to do a Bengals thing than the Jets, if I'm being honest.
Yeah, well, more likely is still a long shot. All right, well, when we come back, a little bit about what's going on with the Washington Commandos. The defensive coordinator has deleted his Twitter account. Too late. Sorry, we've all read your timeline, Jack. That's unfortunate. And then the pass catchers for the Chiefs and the Packers with Will Brinson next.
Over the crossbar, and the Hurricanes have won the Stanley Cup.
June 19, 2006, but it all started May 6, 1997 with the announcement that the Hartford Whalers were coming to North Carolina. It's a story of transition, of heartbreak, of figuring it out on the fly. The Canes Corner look at the 25th anniversary of the move. Presented by the Aluminum Company of North Carolina. Listen now. Find Canes 25th Anniversary wherever you get your podcasts.
You and I talked about Aaron Donald on Monday from the standpoint that I wonder why he's showing up to minicamp, because he doesn't. He was going to hold out because he was threatening to retire. Now we know why he showed up to minicamp, because they stuffed $40 million in his pocket, which, frankly, is probably the minimum they should have given him. The Rams also paid Cooper Kupp. They do not care about cash, which is good. So give it to the players.
Or draft picks.
Or draft
picks.
They don't. How you can't pay him. You can't pay the draft picks.
Well, you know, Les Snead wears the shirt that actually says F them picks. Like, it's like the meme, the Michael Jordan meme.
Right.
Is like F them kids, but it's F them picks. And so they're like, yeah, we don't care about the picks. I think that the Rams, if you look at what they did with the Kupp and the Donald thing, they basically have taken, it's Donald and Aaron Donald, Jalen Ramsey on the defensive side, Matthew Stafford and Cooper Kupp on the offensive side. And those are their core four, right? And they're going to eat up a ton of salary cap space. The only guys above 5% of their salary cap table for the next 2 years. They are all in on that core, really, for a 2/3/4 year window where they hope that they can make multiple Super Bowl runs, and then they're going to supplement those guys with some smarter free agent signings. And then, like, to Les Snead's credit, man, he's crushed it in the later rounds of the draft. They found some really good players, not all of whom are still on the roster because of financial reasons, but they have done a great job finding talent in later rounds, and it benefits them in the sense that they are able to load up to pay these mm-hmm. core star players and then supplement them with those later round guys and try to make Super Bowl runs.
Look, there are a lot of different ways to do what you do. and shouts to them. And obviously I think they're very well coached, and they found a quarterback that still had enough tread left on the tires, and had been around for a long time. And obviously he's still very good. I love the fact that he is the fourth largest cap hit on the team.
Right.
And you just can't find that from good quarterbacks, great quarterbacks. You can't find that anywhere, to be the fourth highest cap hit on the team. Although, I guess, in Cleveland, Watson would be around there because his cap hit this year is not going to be a lot. All right, real quick, too.
I was going to say, just really quickly on the Rams, too, is like, you know, they went all in on this core, and they won the Super Bowl. And look, they could have easily fallen short. I mean, Tom Brady came close to coming back. Jaquiski Tartt intercepts Stafford late in the NFC Championship game, et cetera, et cetera. But when you win the Super Bowl, it gives you this leeway now where you have a really rich owner with a brand new stadium and a fan base that is actually growing in LA. And they have the leeway and the freedom to just be super aggressive over the next few years and worry about it later, because they've already got that one Super Bowl in the bag. And I think that's really important to have that sort of freedom operating as both a coach and as a GM if you're Les Snead.
Look, they have the best defensive player, in my opinion, since Lawrence Taylor. Completely disruptive.
Oh, yeah.
And does it from a defensive tackle position. All right, to the two teams that got rid of elite wide receivers. Devontae Adams goes from Green Bay to the Raiders. Tyreek Hill from the Chiefs to the Dolphins. Which team did better in filling the gaps, filling the void?
Between the Dolphins
the Chiefs and the Packers.
Oh, well, all right. So, the answer is the Chiefs, because they already had more weapons to supplement their loss, to overcome their losses in terms of, Tyreek Hill departing. And I think if you take also one of the guys that someone with came from the Packers, so that's the Vikings about the scaling. Former shout out hashtag Pack Pro, right?
Right.
Look, it's not on receiver, but he's got a lot of upside, very great. His deep threat ability, coupled with Juju Smith-Schuster and how he's going to work underneath, coupled with Sky Moore, who they got coming out of the draft. The Chiefs have plenty of dudes. They still have Mecole Hardman. You can't replace Tyreek Hill, but they supplemented his loss pretty well. I think with the Packers, I think, and I've said this for a while now, and I believe it, and the early mini camp returns show that I'm correct on this, but I think what they're going to do is, Alan Lazard's going to be their one, I guess, coming out of the draft, underrated player, small school, maybe a tough transition, especially with a guy like Rodgers who really prefers that he has an established rapport with. But I think they're going to use Aaron Jones a ton lined up out wide. And I think that in a perfect world, if they can get 17 games from both Aaron Jones and A.J. Dillon, you're going to see Dillon be the primary guy in the backfield and Jones be lined up outside and use him or do, you know, two running back sets and Jones, you know, split him out. Like, I think Aaron Jones is going to have a monster receiving year this season because they're going to try and funnel through him to make up for the loss of Devontae Adams.
I think that they are basically – and they did sign Sammy Watkins for what that's worth. They are going to put a lot on the right arm of Aaron Rodgers. And maybe they can scheme their way around it. I mean, Matt LaFleur is of that school that thinks they can scheme their way around it. For a while, Sean McVay.
Rodgers has been really good.
Rodgers has been great. No, Rodgers, to me, is still the best quarterback in the league in terms of ability. I think Rodgers is the best, goofy or not. But, you know, the head coaches believe they can scheme their way out of it. Sean McVay schemed their way around, Jared Goff for 3 years. They made him look competent. All right, final thing. Does Jack Del Rio think that the world hasn't already gone through his Twitter profile? His head coach basically said, yeah, because he watched the hearings last week. Yeah, we saw. We all know. My assistant, my defensive coordinator is kind of a dope.
Yeah, Ron fined him $100K for calling the January 6th
a dust-up.
Attack on the Capitol, quote, I mean – look, like, you know, I'm not going to, like, litigate everything Jack Del Rio said, but suffice to say, you know, it's probably smarter to get off the streets, Jack. Like, way to get off the Twitter streets. I think there's a pretty good chance, if you read the tea leaves, I'm not the only one who thinks this, but I think there's a pretty good chance that we could end up seeing, Jack Del Rio not in Washington by the time that the season starts.
Well, Brinson, you're the best, man. Talk to you next week, my friend.
All right, buddy. See you, man.
This is the Adam Gold Show.
Over the crossbar! And the Hurricanes have won the Stanley Cup!
June 19th, 2006. But it all started May 6, 1997, with the announcement that the Hartford Whalers were coming to North Carolina. It's a story of transition, of heartbreak, of figuring it out on the fly. The Canes Corner look at the 25th anniversary of the move. Presented by the Aluminum Company of North Carolina. Listen now. Find Canes 25th Anniversary wherever you get your podcasts.